now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
25 to 12 now. And finally on the line, say good morning to Patricia Goff. Hi, Patricia.
Oh, good morning, Jase. Hi.
What the heck is going on with your phone again?
Oh, I don't know. It's time for a new one.
Well, you've been saying that for weeks, so when are you going to actually do it? You're saving
next
up.
Next week, I think so. Yeah, let's do it.
Anyway, let's get back to the matter in hand. 60-second challenge. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of the questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. And, of course, last time you did it, about a month ago, you managed to beat Trudy Powell by just 2 points. So we'll see how you get on today.
Okay, thank you.
Who reached number one in 1963 with You'll Never Walk Alone?
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Which London group made a film in the 60s called Catch Us If You Can?
Dave Clark Five.
Which 60s group had a female drummer called Honey Lantry?
Oh, I know, but Elton John.
Elton John for that one. Which 60s female group turned down the song It's Not Unusual? Which female singer of the 60s?
Good grief, Mary Hopkins.
You're going to go for Mary Hopkins. Which group did Steve Marriott leave to form Humble Pie in 69?
Small Faces.
Complete the title of this Zager and Evans hit from 69. In the year...
2525.
Complete the name of this 50s group, Emil Ford and the...
Checkmate.
Which group recorded an album called Eat to the Beat in 79?
Oh, I have no idea, the Jam.
Right, gonna go for the Jam on that. And their final one, Together We Are Beautiful, was a hit in 1980 for Fern who?
Fern Kinney,
right.
They were hard, good
grief. Well, you say that, they were, but there were a lot from the 60s and 70s, which I'm guessing is probably your era, isn't it, really?
You're calling me old.
No, mature is the word I think we're looking for. Brilliant. Right, let's see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any at all, although Elton John did appear at least once. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right. So, given that they were tricky scores, that's not actually bad. Tricky questions, I should say.
They were very tricky questions.
Right. Okay. But I suspect the first one you got wrong. You probably know the answer to this. Which 60s group had a female drummer called Honey Lantry?
It was... Honeycomb, it was, by the right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's a clue in the name there. But Honeycombs it was. And that was groundbreaking in the 60s. Because whereas
love that
these
song
days...
As well.
Yeah, it's a good song. Good song. And the other one that you... Or the two you slipped up on. I must admit, this next one was really tricky. Which 60s female singer turned down the song It's Not Unusual? Which, of course, was a hit for Tom Jones. You said Mary Hopkin, which was a good guess. It was actually Sandy Shore, apparently.
Oh, no. I would have gone for Cilla Black, given a second chance.
Right. And which group recorded an album called Eat to the Beat in 79? That was Blondie, apparently.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Well, there you
really
go.
I really like Blondie. No,
yeah, we've actually both learned something there. So 6 out of 9 with no passes. We'll see if it's a winning score in an hour's time.
Okay, Dave.
We'll definitely talk to you in about a month's time, and promise me by then you will have a new phone.
Yes, if everybody has a whip round, I will.
Right, brilliant. Talk to you
Thanks,
soon.
Bye
bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Now, if you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Patricia Goff get a score of 6 out of 9 with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score. One of her arch rivals, who thankfully has a landline phone, so we had no difficulty getting through to him this afternoon. Say good afternoon to Brian Derbyshire. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dave.
And you're still in charge of shopping, I gather, at the moment?
Shopping, washing, everything else. I'm going to cut the grass after a bit, Steve.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's keeping you very busy, at least.
Yes.
And hopefully not too long before Mrs. Derbyshire is back home with you.
Yeah.
Taking over all your responsibilities again.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right, okay, now you were busy shopping, so you didn't hear the first round, but Patricia Goff did all right, but the questions went her way for the most part, because they were mainly from the 60s and 70s, so we'll see how you get on with your questions. As always, exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. So good luck, and here they come. Stuart Copeland was the drummer in which 80s group?
The Police.
Jealous Guy was the first number one for which British group?
Roxy Music.
How many members were there in Bucks Fizz?
Four.
Which 80s band included the Kemp Brothers?
Spandau Ballet.
Which Anglo-American group had a hit with I Want to Know What Love Is?
Foreigner.
Which two Phillips duetted on Easy Lover?
Pass.
Which Norwegian group contained Pal, Mags and Morgan?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which American duo's record was the best-selling album of 1970 and 1971?
Otis Redding and... I can't remember.
Now, complete the title of Norman Greenbaum's 1970s hit, Spirit in the...
Sky.
And one more. Who reached number one in 1970 with the song In the Summertime? And you can answer that one.
Mungo Jerry.
Mungo Jerry. Hey, I think you've done all right there. You did pass on one question, but you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. One more than Patricia got, attempted. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right, which means you're this week's champion. Hey, well done. They went your way this morning, didn't they?
Sort of, yeah.
And you'll kick yourself over the two that you slipped up on.
It was Simon and Garfunkel,
yeah. Bridge Over Troubled Water being the album, of course. And the other one, which two Phillips duetted on Easy Lover. One of them was Phil Collins, and the other one was Philip Bailey from Earth,
right.
Wind and Fire. Never mind, it's academic anyway. 8 out of 10 is a pretty impressive score, so well done for getting that particular score this week. And we'll let you get back to your household chores, and make sure you don't cut that grass too short, because it's still a bit damp out there, isn't it?
Oh, no, a woman's work is never done.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Hopefully things will be better when we talk to you in about a month's time, okay?
Cheers, Dave.
Thanks, Brian. All the best to you and to your wife as well. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Now.